Let's check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and gather her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Lots going on in the airline industry this week.
So says the headlines. So let's discuss a few. WestJet and Sunwing, their merger. The Competition Bureau doesn't really like it, though.
No, they came out with a report, and it's going to the Minister of Transport, and they concluded that WestJet's proposed acquisition of Sunwing Vacations and Sunwing Airlines is likely to result in substantial lessening of or prevention of competition in the sale of the vacation packages to Canadians. Now, according to the Competition Bureau, eliminating the rivalry between these integrated airlines and tour operators will likely result in increased prices, less choice, and decreases in service for Canadians.
Well, they've obviously looked into it more than me, but I always thought it was the merger was because Sunwing had a bigger supply of hotel properties and WestJet had a bigger air kind of component to it. So because Sunwing really doesn't have a whole lot of aircraft, but WestJet does. So that's the reason for the merger. But obviously the Competition Bureau thinks differently.
Right. And Transport Canada has until the 5th of December this year to complete its public interest assessment and provide it to the minister. So hopefully all these different components are looked at so that it's that we can go forward with the merger, because I think it would be good for the industry.
Let's talk about Flair Airlines talking about going public. They're looking for money, I guess.
Yes, the media report says low-cost Canadian carrier Flair Airlines is in talks to go public through a merger with New Vista Acquisition Corporation. And it's unclear how a potential deal would be shaped to ensure Canadian control of the airline. Flair, as we recall, received financing from U.S.-based 777 Partners LLC, and they were forced to overhaul its structure to lessen the influence of the investment firm.
I think they should relax the rules a little bit about ownership for Canadian airlines. That's just my personal opinion. That would really help a lot.
Yeah, because I think the public does like competition and does like the opportunity to choose.
And one more story, and this is experts speaking out about the expansion of all the Canadian carriers. They're saying it's unsustainable.
Right, and so this is a report from Simply Flying, and it declares that the continuous expansion of airlines in Canada with long aircraft order lists is unsustainable. There's a huge amount of new aircraft entering the Canadian market by 2027-28, and that lends to the thinking there aren't enough new travelers to capture in a mature Canadian travel market to pay for all these new seats. The Canadian market-specific situation of the rapid expansion of competitors vying for the nearly maxed-out numbers of passengers is believed to be setting the stage for a whirlwind of consolidation in the near future.
Maybe we would travel more if we had more options and the prices weren't so high because there's less competition. So more competition would stimulate more travel. I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
Well, there's a lot to consider, especially when the economy is affecting so many people and they are really scrutinizing what they spend on. So, with that factored into the equation, will they have enough seats to, people, bums in seats to be viable?
I guess we'll wait and see, as we always say. What's your travel tip this week?
Yeah, so I came up with a couple of tips for flying with kids. And the first one is to book an early morning flight. As painful as it gets, it is to get the whole family up into the airport bright and early. Hopefully it'll pay off in the long run. With kids being tired from getting to the airport, that they'll sleep on the flight. And then also, catching one of the first morning flights is your best chance at avoiding delays as well. Now, wipe down everything. So there's a lot of surfaces on planes that carry germs. And so naturally kids would want to touch and maybe put their mouth on things. So use sanitizing wipes to wipe down all surfaces. And then take advantage of early boarding. Many airlines give those traveling with small children the option to board early. This allows the family extra time to settle in without the pressure of onboarding passengers.
Always good tips. Sonanta Forbes, you can find her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes, and onantaforbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onanta.
Take care.